Moved by the thought that God so loved the world, George Bernard wrote the most beloved gospel song of all time. Hear the story of the old rugged cross in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
George Bernard was born on February 4, 1873 in Youngstown, Ohio, and died on October 10, 1958 in Reed City, Michigan. His father was a coal miner, and in the 1870s moved his family to Iowa, where he worked first in a tavern and then in the mines. George became a Christian after attending a Salvation Army meeting. According to a newspaper's account, Bernard heard about Salvation Army meetings and decided to walk 5 miles into town to see what those meetings were all about. What they were about was the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. George was headed for the gospel ministry to share with others the wonderful grace of Jesus he had experienced. He thought that he was headed for ministry training, but at the age of 15, his father died in a mining accident in Iowa, which meant that young George would have to work in a coal mine to support his mother and 4 sisters. In 1890, he moved his family to Illinois, where he met and married his wife. And in time, he would become a leader with the Salvation Army. He would be ordained into the gospel ministry, and he would be hot on the evangelistic trail through New York and Michigan. One day, after returning home to Michigan, he experienced a trying time, which caused him to begin to seriously reflect on the significance of the cross and the sufferings of Jesus. He became convinced that the cross was the centerpiece of the gospel, and not just a religious symbol. He said, John 3:16 has always been a favorite verse of mine. The more I quoted it, instead of becoming worn and threadbare, it became more alive and seemed to take on deeper meaning. But always there was with it a vision of a cross, not a beautiful gold-colored cross, but a rough and rugged one. A cross of shame stained with the blood of God's only begotten Son shed for me. One day, as I was again renewing the scene in my mind's eye, I began to compose a song. A complete melody came in a matter of minutes, but all I could get of the words were these, "I'll cherish the old rugged cross." I then took some evangelistic services in New York State. In these meetings, I felt led to major on the theme of the cross. At each service, many were coming to Christ, claiming the finished work of Calvary. More and more, the Lord showed me the true meaning of His love at Calvary. The thrilling experiences of these meetings so overwhelmed me with the importance of the cross that when I returned to Albion, Michigan, I sat down and immediately was able to rewrite the stanzas of the song without so much as one word failing to fall into place. I called in my wife, took out my guitar, and sang the completed song to her. She was thrilled. I then sent the manuscript to Charles Gabriel in Chicago, asking him to harmonize it so that I could have a music plate made to publish it. When Mr. Gabriel returned the finished manuscript, he enclosed a note saying, "You will hear from this song." When I played and sang it for some friends, they said, "God has given you a song that will never die. It has moved our hearts as no other song ever has." I realized then, as I do now, that I could take no credit for the song, for you see, I really hadn't written it. I was merely the instrument that God used. The hymn quickly spread throughout the region and came to the attention of the evangelist Billy Sunday, who would make it well known nationwide. 2 years later, Bernard sold the copyright to the song for a payment of $500, foregoing no future royalties. Many an opulent cathedral is adorned with this shimmering relic of hope. Many a Christian lady has crucifix around her neck, draped in gold or silver. But yet every opulent cathedral and every lady's neck is still adorned by a cross, the Roman torture rack upon which our Savior died. As we read the Bible text, we agree fully with Bernard. Our salvation was secured on rough timber, on something beautifully bloody, not incidental, nor accidental, but fundamental to our faith. Yes, I too cherish the old rugged cross. What a Savior, what a song, and oh, what a heritage of hymns.
On you our faith stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and the best for a world of lost
I'll carry
at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.